Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Now, first this afternoon, the Simon Community's latest locked-out report has recorded just 29 properties available nationwide to rent within the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme limits. That is the lowest number they have ever recorded. The charity has called on government to reverse its decision to let the eviction ban lapse in just 48 hours' time, saying it's never too late to reverse a bad decision. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Karen Golden, CEO of Galway Simon, and thank you for joining us, Karen, this evening. 29 properties nationwide. Wide stark figures, and most of these properties are based in Dublin. Where does that leave people then outside the capital, for example in Galway?
Well, the situation here, Sarah, in Galway is extremely concerning. There were no properties available in Galway under either the standard or the discretionary HAP limits over the period of the study a couple of weeks ago. And what we're seeing increasingly is that more people are being given notices to quit. And when they have to leave the accommodation that they're in, they're really struggling to find any alternative accommodation and certainly any accommodation at any kind of a reasonable rent.
And in your Galway service, you have dedicated service for young people. Is that right? And why do you have that set up?
So our dedicated youth service was established in 2016 as a three-way partnership between Galway Simon Community, Tusla and Galway City Council here. And it was to respond to the increasing number of young people who were at risk of and experiencing homelessness here in Galway. The service works with that cohort. Many and a lot of the people who come to us for help and who are receiving support through that service have come out of care or have had very challenging teenage years. It's a particularly impactful service because when we can support people at that particular very vulnerable time sometimes of their lives, we can help them to onto a path that includes, for example, education and employment and stability, rather than going into a cycle perhaps of addiction and homelessness, couch surfing, that can turn into cyclical and entrenched homelessness over a number of years.
So for those young people and indeed for older people, the eviction ban is going to lapse in less than 48 hours. As I mentioned, you're calling on government to reverse its decision. There's simply no sign at all from government that it plans to do that. How concerned are you at this stage about the impact it will have?
We're deeply concerned. And with that concern, we're very concerned for people, including young people, who are finding themselves with notices to quit, people who are finding themselves looking for accommodation when there is shrinking supply, and with on top of all of the personal stress that people are feeling, they're now faced with wall-to-wall coverage of this issue, which is compounding the pressure that people are feeling at the moment. We would say that there is help. There were our youth service, for example, here in Galway, supported over 100 young people last year. And while we saw no increase in the number of 18 to 24-year-olds here in the West in emergency accommodation, there was a 49% increase nationally. So the services and the supports that are available can and do make a significant difference. And we really would appeal to people when they are receiving notices to quit, if they are concerned, if they are facing significant challenges finding alternative accommodation, to reach out in good time to some of the support agencies and charities that are available. Look for support early. Some people cannot believe that they're in the situation that they're in. They're deeply stressed at facing the prospect of being homeless, and they find themselves almost frozen and unable to deal with the crisis. And then it's sometimes very last minute before they seek help. Okay. And it's much harder to help somebody to find a solution when we're at 5 to midnight than if they come to us a little bit earlier.
What is the situation, as far as you're aware, on emergency accommodation in Galway? Because we heard from your colleague Wayne Stanley this morning on Morning Ireland that he just wasn't aware of emergency accommodation capacity in Dublin at the moment.
So we're not aware of any increase in the availability of emergency accommodation here in Galway. Galway, as you know, is a major tourism destination, and the majority of those who are in emergency accommodation in the West currently are in hostels, hotels and B&Bs. And we're concerned with the timing of the lifting of the ban on evictions, and particularly as some of the protections continue to lift over the next couple of months, that people may be finding themselves homeless at a time when it is extremely difficult to source and secure additional emergency accommodation.
I spoke to Mr. Pascal Donoghue a little earlier on, and we're going to be playing that interview a little later in the programme, and I put to him that what Wayne Stanley had said this morning about emergency accommodation just not being available in Dublin, and you're saying, you know, you would be concerned about the coming months as well in tourism areas such as Galway. And he said, funding is available from government. We will make sure that the funding is available to get the emergency accommodation. Does that help, or is it simply that you can have all the money in the world, but there's nowhere to put people, even if you have the money to spend?
Well, there is, at the moment, as I say, the vast majority of those in emergency accommodation in the West are in hostels, hotels and B&Bs. And if there is not capacity in that accommodation over the coming months, then increasing the budget may be of limited help, because if the capacity is just not there, alternatives will have to be found. And at the end of the day, the reason that we find ourselves where we are at the moment is because the very, very slow speed in increasing the supply of housing across private housing, affordable housing and social housing here in the West.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us to update us on the situation there. That's Karen Golden, CEO of Galway. Simon, thank you again for your time this afternoon.